Good morning again, my friends. This is David Stahl from Beholding His Glory, and you are listening to Pebbles of Truth on WJCV Radio. Last week, as I was closing out the broadcast, I felt the Lord moving me in the direction to speak on prayer, but like all things in God, if we wait long enough and have a heart to do what the Lord wants us to do, then He'll be able to bring us into what He wants us to say and do and those things in our lives. So a few days ago, as I was not so patiently waiting, God spoke to me and told me to begin a new series on, that's right, have you patience? Have you patience? Now, if you think you do, just go to your local grocery store and get in line. Now, be sure to pick the longest line in the store. Just get in line and just wait. Before too long, you will find the answer to the question, do you have patience? But most people, Christians and believers included, cannot wait 5, 6, 7 minutes without getting impatient. And if we have to wait longer, well, only God knows what will happen. These are the days in which we hear much about being patient and being ready or being prepared, and how little or much is considered sufficient to meet any demands in such these uncertain times. But how interested are we, though, in being qualified or approved by God for the next things that God has for us? Remember, my friend, there's no free lunch in God. No, not one. Nothing is free in God. Everything we get from God will cost us or somebody something. Even our salvation is not free. For us, the price paid was Jesus losing His life. My friend, there is a qualification, there is a proving process in God we must submit to. If not, then we will get nothing of the Spirit from God. You know, great care is exercised in all of the areas of our life to qualify for to be approved for the best or the highest paying position. And yet all of this care and precautions to meet future demands fall along natural and fleeting lines of our earthly life. Now, they are commendable, but if they are allowed to lead lead in our life, then we are sure to suffer loss spiritually in the greater and the eternal issues. We, as believers, are qualifying. Now, we are not perfect, oh no. As Jesus said in Matthew 5:48, be ye perfect as your heavenly Father is perfect. Nor are we fully mature, but we are in the process of becoming so through God's dealing and judgments in our life. And it is here and now that we develop the character and those vital qualities which enter so greatly into the positions that we will hold in the next age to come. My friend, this life is about living this life, but it's more about the next age to come, those positions that we will hold. And among the necessary virtues and demands for the rounding out of a believer's character is patience. Patience as a grace is not only beautiful and greatly to be admired in the believer, but we find that in 1 Timothy 6:11 it is commanded. Brother Paul instructs young Timothy, but thou, man of God, flee these things. And of course, those things are the character flaws and the sins listed in verses 9 through 10. And follow after, and notice, righteousness, godliness, faith, love, patience, and meekness. Did you get that? Patience is one area of our lives we must follow after. If not, then we will follow after impatience, which leads to bad decision making, strife, reveling and loss in our spiritual life. It is not arbitrary on our part whether we are pleased to have patience or not, but the Word of God commands that we follow after it. In the early church, it was greatly commended also. In 1 Thessalonians 1:3, we read, remembering without ceasing your work of faith and labor of love and patience of hope in our Lord Jesus Christ in the sight of God and our Father. Boy, does that sound familiar? That sounds something like 1 Timothy 6:11. but I wonder where Brother Paul got these words about patience. Maybe when he was in the deep, in the sea, for a night and a day. 2 Corinthians 11:25. My friend, being separated in dangerous or unfamiliar places often quiets our words. Then patience can come alive and have her perfect work. I remember when we lived in Germany and God opened up Romania to me. There was a Romanian brother by the name of Florian who attended the military chapel where I was the denominational service leader. Well, he had to return to Romania, so he made me promise that I would visit him in Romania. So I said I would. Oh, what a mistake. Oh, my friend, we must be careful with our words. God is good at making us eat them. Well, he left, and about 3 months later, he called me from Constanza and reminded me of my promise. Oh, my friend, so much goodness in God for the present and the future happened on this trip. So much I learned about God and myself from this trip. I told him, well, Florian, that I would be on the next train to Constanza, which was 31 hours from Stuttgart. Looking back, it never dawned on me to take a plane. The Autopen in Bucharest is one of the nicest airports then, and it still is in that part of the world. So it was a train. So Karen drove me to the Hauptbahnhof, or in German, the main train station, and 31 hours later, I got off in Constanza. What a trip. In the 31 hours of travel, I don't think I spoke 15 different words. To be honest, I was too scared to do a lot of talking. The year was 1997, and the political situation in Eastern Europe was very dangerous, not to mention much robbery and murder was an everyday occurrence, and I was alone, except for Jesus. I did a lot of inward prayer and smiling a lot at the people who would join my second-class train car. I remembered in Budapest, a man wearing a tuxedo and drunk got in my car and talked to me in Hungarian all night. Well, I can't speak Hungarian. All I did was a lot of smiling and nodding at him. One thing for sure, being quiet, I learned a lot of patience. I would not trade that trip and the ride back for all of the tea in China. This lesson from God has carried me for many, many, many years. My ride back to Stuttgart was just as uneventful, 31 hours of smiling. My friend, as we move on into the more perfect revelation of God's will for our lives, and as we become more concerned with the development of our spiritual life, we find patience is to be added not merely for the asking. According to James 1:3, the trying of your faith worketh patience. And Paul in Romans 5:3 says, not only so, but we glory in tribulation. Wow. Also knowing that tribulation worketh patience. So we find it is acquired through trial and through tribulation. Have you got patience, my friend? In these verses, we find ourselves again face to face with the fact of qualifying. We are in the school of the Holy Spirit, and He is faithful to set before us those necessary lessons to teach us about Him. He will see to it that we grow and come to the full stature unto the Son of God. You know, it would be interesting and helpful to note the scriptures illustrated where patience was worked in the lives of the folks in the Bible. Now, in this teaching, I would rather not trace out the reasons why patience was needed or the method used in the producing of it. Rather, let us look and note that there are threefold requirements for patience. Let me say that again. There is a threefold requirement for patience on the part of a believer. And the first is, he is to be patient toward all men. We are to be patient toward God. You ever been impatient with God? Wow, I have. And the third is patient. We are to be patient toward Him ourselves. Amen. More next week on the three requirements to be patient. This has been David Stahl from Beholding His Glory. Hoping and praying that you have a wonderful day and a wonderful week to come, and that the Holy Spirit can work in your life. You can open up your spirit, and the Holy Spirit can work in your life, and through your trials and your tribulations, bring you into a greater place of patience with yourself, with man, and with God. Amen.